after Jesus had been crucified and raised to new life at his resurrection, he met with his disciples and spoke about their job for the future. And he said in Matthew 28, verse 18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And as Jesus gave this command that those who trusted in him for salvation should be baptized, he gave us a great privilege of always marking and celebrating together the work that he is doing in people's lives. And so this morning we have the joy of celebrating what God has been doing in Sonia's life and what he's been doing in June's life as well. And I want to invite Sonia to come and join me now. It's nice and warm this morning, right? Whoever filled this tank got it right this time. It's nice and warm. And Sonia has asked that Marianne Nelson would read her testimony. And so Marianne is going to do that now.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, and sisters in Christ, for I must say thank you to God for his mercies to me. I want to be baptized today because I have decided to be a follower of Jesus Christ. I want to be in his kingdom. There is nothing to this world but sin and shame. I have made my mind up to accept the Lord as my personal Savior. He is my protection. He is my healer. Jesus has played a big part in my life. He died for me on the cross so that I could be forgiven for all my sins. The greatest gift that I have ever been given is Jesus Christ, who was sent from heaven. This gift can be ours. We receive the wonderful gift of Jesus, new life, when we believe in God and trust in Jesus as our Savior and Lord. I accept Jesus as my Savior, and I know that God is my Father. I know the devil does not stand a chance with me because the Holy Spirit who is in me is greater than he is. Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. I know that the Lord will grant me strength and his mighty hands for every challenge or spiritual attack I may face in my life. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled within me. I am born of flesh, conceived in sin, then born of the Spirit, new life to begin. I've been born twice. When you are born again, you became a new citizen of heaven. I have confidence for the future because I know that I belong to God. When I come to the end of my life, by God's grace, I want to say like Paul, I have fought the good fight and have finished the race, and I have kept my faith. Thanks be to God. Sonia.
Sonia, is it your confession this morning before these witnesses that when Jesus died on the cross, he died there for you so that your sin could be forgiven?
Yes.
And have you made your decision that you are going to follow Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit as God grants you strength for the rest of your life, no matter what?
Yes.
Well, then it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Try not to bang June's head on the back wall this time.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jun Fan. God the Father chose me before the foundation of the world. God the Son died a bloody, painful death to make us right with the Father. God the Holy Spirit opened my eyes, enabling me to see my need to reconcile to the God, to believe in the work of Jesus Christ. I'm so happy that I have received Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Before, I'm a sinner because I always try to things by my wants and for my pleasure. Then I fell down into normal life of human society. I was lost and was in trouble and couldn't find a way out. Father God, you knew my situation and sent your only son to the earth, Jesus Christ, came to die for our sins. Thank you. I'm born again and have become a Christian. Now this is eternal life that God gave us. I knew this life is not an easy life. God, I will do my best for your glory. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, who showed us that we are sinners and who help us know both the God, the Father, and the His Son, Jesus. Now my body is a temple of Holy Spirit. I'm not my own, and I could choose to honor God with my body. I want to live by Holy Spirit so that I will not gratify the desire of my sinful nature. I'm looking forward being baptized because it's symbolic of many things. By being baptized, I want to show that I believe what baptism represents. I believe that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I belong to God in the name of the Father, and of Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Also, my sin has been washed away by Jesus Christ's death. Water baptism symbolizes cleansing. I'm being baptized because I believe God has forgiven my sins. Through Christ, God has given me a new life. Baptism announced to the world, I have a new life in Christ. Thank you, God, for your forgiving my sin and accepting me as your child. You are showing me many things through our church brother and church sister before I don't know. Now I know you and the things that you did to save me and give me a new life. Please continue to help me to grow up. Amen.
Just a second. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And we'll take your glasses off, too. Do you want to take those off?
It's okay.
Yeah? Okay. June, is it your confession before these witnesses that when Jesus died on the cross, you know that he was dying there for you so that your sins could be forgiven?
Yes.
And is it your decision that you want to follow Jesus for the rest of your life?
Yes.
No matter what? Then it's my privilege and it's a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. 上帝啊，你帮助我们吧，帮助我们中国人，帮助我们世界的人，以前我们知道你太少了，你以后多照顾我们吧，谢谢。